This is the Virtual Life Podcast. My name is Wendy Nicholson. On this episode, my guest is Tanya Sutherland. She is a business owner of the Virtual Assistant Networking Association. She lives in Vancouver, and her company is the market leader in the virtual assistant industry since 2003. I encourage you to get in touch with Tanya after the interview, and there are links to her website in the show notes. She also has a Facebook group, and you can find lots of free resources on her website if you're interested in becoming a virtual assistant or hiring a virtual assistant. Thanks so much for listening. So this is the Virtual Life Podcast, and my guest today is Tanya Sutherland, and I'm really glad to have you on this podcast, Tanya.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So why don't you start off and give us some information about your business that you have and how it serves the community?
Well, I run VANetworking.com, and it's a portal for virtual assistants and their clients to learn more about becoming a virtual assistant, hiring a virtual assistant. And if you don't know what a VA is, for the people out listening to us, basically a virtual assistant is a highly skilled, independent professional freelancer who remotely provides either administrative, technical, or creative business support services. So yeah, that's what I'm about.
And how did you get started in this?
To be honest, I was an internet marketer for a long time, and I had to learn how to get a forum, a bulletin board forum, up high in the search engines. And I thought, well, how am I ever going to learn this without actually just opening up a forum and trying to get it to rank high? So I thought, well, what could I do a forum on? And I had a few virtual assistant friends. I thought, we need a place to hang out. So that's what I did. And I started a forum up, and within a month or two, we had 500 members, and now we've had over 100,000 people go through that forum. So Yeah, that's how it kind of fell into my face, really. And that's the story. Wow.
That's very neat. It's sort of grassroots. Mm-hmm. I mean, your goal at the start wasn't just to say, let's build this and build this. If you were trying to get it up in the search engine.
Yeah, I just don't think it was meant to, like, I didn't think I'd be a market leader to the virtual assistant industry, you know, 20 years later.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, it was kind of just it fell into my lap. And I encourage people that are out there, you never know what's going to happen around the next corner, right?
Yeah, that's true. So being a virtual assistant, what's a typical day look like for you?
My days are varied. Some VAs will work your typical 9-to-5, but I like to time block out my clients and do things around my schedule. So a lot of the times I'm a late sleeper, and I enjoy that, and I keep up with it every day. So you know, I'm not into my office till probably by the time I go to the gym and do a couple of little things like that, noon. Typically noon till 5 or 6. And then if I have more work to do, I'll do it in the evening or not. You know, that's the one thing about being a virtual assistant. You can work when you want, with whoever you want, whenever you want, type thing. So.
Yeah, it's good. That flexibility is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were young, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be an architect.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was kind of what I always wanted to be. I love blueprints and stuff like that. So I just never went that route, and nothing says I still won't.
That's right. And do you see yourself doing this in the next 5 or 10 years?
Definitely. I really love what I'm doing now. I love teaching, training, coaching new entrepreneurs that want to become virtual assistants. And it does fulfill me being able to help them.
Mm-hmm. And your daughter also helps, works alongside you. Is that right?
Yeah, she's my top virtual assistant. She's been with me for 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And quite exciting to have her work with me. In the beginning, I didn't know if, you know, is this a good idea having your daughter work for you or what? You know, I can remember the days when we had to fight to just get her to do the dishes after work, you know, after dinner. And but she's turned out to be my lifesaver. And we've really got a different kind of relationship. You know, we have a bit, not just mother-daughter, but a business relationship that's really fun. And yeah, I couldn't, my business would, well, I mean, it could move on without her, but it really, she keeps it going. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So it runs in the family where you have this, this ability to multitask and to be mediators and facilitators. When I was part of that summit where I first met you, I noticed how you and your daughter worked really well together, and you were fantastic at facilitating and just being very personal with everybody.
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about. It's, you know, remembering that, hey, I was at that stage in the game where I didn't know what a blog was or whatever it might be. Everybody has to start somewhere, and to be able to help them is, yeah, it is fulfilling. And when I think back about it, my mom, she was a secretary all her life in the corporate world. So maybe it does run in the family, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can you describe a little bit more about your business for any people who are interested in finding out what they can learn from you? And I know you also have people put up RFQs that people could hire a virtual assistant.
Mm-hmm. First of all, I help virtual assistants become a VA and maintain that virtual assistant business over the years. So we've got brand new VAs and we've got VAs that have been in business for years. And we have resources for them. Like you were mentioning, we do our yearly conference for virtual assistants online. That's always fun. We've done that 18 times now. I can't believe we've done it 18 times. We used to do it twice a year, so now we're back down to once a year. But yeah, I've got a startup system to start up right from scratch, include your website, all kinds of things. We have a membership just for virtual assistants who want to sustain their business and keep it going and make more money in it. And that's a monthly group that I have. And we also have a lot of resources for clients that want to hire a virtual assistant. So you can go there and post a job for free. You can download our ebook for free on how to hire that ultimate virtual assistant for you. And there's also a bunch of free resources that VAs can sign up for too as well and get their first contracts, a bit of information on how to do your pricing, what to charge, and all your basic stuff. So a lot of free stuff there for both virtual assistants and clients.
Yes, I was amazed at how much you have on your website. It's just phenomenal. And a lot of it's free, which is great because you're giving us something that will make us want to come back and say, oh, yeah, you're a legitimate business. So you're not just wanting the money first and then show us the goods. So I was very impressed with that. And the conference that 1 week was quite life-altering for me. I'd never, ever paid for a conference or anything related to, you know, my own business.
Mm-hmm.
I'd gone to business school for 1 year, but I'd never actually, you know, done something on a out-of-school situation. I know people will pay for business coaches and go to conferences every year, but this is still new to me. So, but I was so overwhelmed. I was exhausted. The next week, I just, my mind was going so fast. I couldn't sleep more than like 3 hours a night. And as soon as I'd lay down, I'd think of more ideas. I'd have to get up for starting my website and getting my podcast going. And so it was quite a shot of adrenaline that week. And I can't believe that you guys have done that for 18 years. You guys must be exhausted by the end of it.
Actually, it's my most exciting time of the year because I get to connect with everybody like you now, Wendy.
Yeah.
I never would have met you not be for that, right? So yeah, it's one of my best. I look forward to it every year. It's a lot of work, but it's work well worth doing and a lot of fun too. It's just fun for us.
Yeah, that's the thing. Your personality, both you and your daughter, this seems to fit perfectly. And you're good at bringing different people together. You had 20 different speakers, and each of them had very different, you know, styles and what they brought to the table, what they brought to the conference. So it was, you know, such a big diversity of topics, and we just came away with so much information. And I'm still going back, even like yesterday, I have still went back to some of the notes. Mm-hmm. I think it was really helpful that you had that worksheet so that as we went through and we're listening to the speakers, we could fill in the notes. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise we might not do that, or it was just in a very convenient format. So I still go back to that and think, what was that software that this particular person recommended or something?
Yeah. So. And we did it free this year for just to attend. You could attend it for free, which was the first time we ever did that. Now you want to have the recordings to go back to.
Right.
Because that's what is handy. So, but you can still get the recordings. They can go to the website and still order the recordings. It was only a month ago and well worth it to learn all the stuff that you learn. We have speakers from all over the place. We actually have virtual assistants. All our speakers typically are, unless they're a sponsor, are virtual assistants or freelancers themselves. So they've been through it and did it. And it's those people that are teaching you, which is really cool because they know our industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been in the same place that we've been at one point, and they're successful. So it's learning from successful people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who's someone in your life that's been most inspirational to you?
Oh, I think my dad. He was an entrepreneur. He was a plumber. He ran his own plumbing business for his whole life, and he worked hard and he provided for the family. And, you know, that's what the whole intent was for me to start up my virtual assistant business. Was I was a single mom. I did have three little kids, and I wanted to work from home and be able to be there for them when they walked into the house with whatever reason they need to find mom. They could find me in my office. Might not be finding me in the kitchen cooking, baking or something. They'd find me in the office, right? But I think just having dad did a good, he was my role model for sure as far as business goes.
Yeah, that's great to have a role model like that. I'm going to ask you a few questions that are a little bit more lighthearted so we can get to know you a bit better. What's a DIY project that you've tried from Pinterest and if you've actually nailed it?
I'm in the middle of one right now and I'm not nailing it yet. We made our living room. We just bought a new house and we have a living room, dining room like most people have, but we also have a family room. So we decided to make the living room, dining room into a room that we would use. Mm-hmm. It's a games room. So it has a pool table and different things
fun.
In it. It even has our motorcycles in it up against the wall, right? I've been wanting to paint the pool table black to match the rest of it. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing around with chalk paint right now. So that's my do-it-yourself thing, trying to figure out.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, chalk paint. Big project.
Yeah, that is. Especially because it's going to be in the middle of your house there.
Exactly.
Look nice. That's fun. What's your favorite kind of chocolate bar?
I'm not a big chocolate bar person.
Just assuming everybody is.
Yeah, like I can have a chocolate bar in the house and it'll sit here for 4 weeks and I'll just take a piece off of it and here and there, right?
Okay.
I can't now that I'm married because my husband, he has to have a chocolate bar every single night. It's like a thing for him. I guess I like Kit Kats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Kit Kat girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I like some of those bars that have been around for a long time. So it's coming up on Christmas. This will air after Christmas, after I edit it. But what are some traditions that you do around the holidays here?
We always have stockings Christmas morning. And it's not just stuff thrown in a stocking. It's Santa wraps every little thing. Even if there's a pair of socks, he'll wrap both socks, so that's two presents. So it's a lot of fun opening our stockings the next day. It's a lot of work for Santa, though, the night before. Santa is panicking, wondering how he is going to get these all wrapped up and why did he ever start this tradition. Yeah.
Socks happens to be, I know my kids won't be listening to this probably ever because I've had so many podcasts, they don't listen much. But if they were, and this will be after, I'm giving socks to everybody. A lot of socks. So yes, I should wrap every single one individually.
Well, see, it was cheap for Santa years ago when Santa didn't have a lot of money. He could wrap up socks, right? And they filled up a stocking very well too.
Well, my kids are all in their 20s, and yeah, that's one thing they don't buy themselves, I don't think. So yeah, they'll walk around with holes in their socks.
And we'll just fill up anything that fills up the stocking, like a big jar of Pringles or big of Parmesan cheese or whatever. Yeah, lots of things to fill it up.
Yeah, for sure. Who is your favorite artist and band, and what's your favorite song?
Oh, it's Tragically Hip. And I love the song Bob Cajun, just maybe because I live close to there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's my favorite band for sure.
Fun. And what's the worst job that you've ever had?
Oh, I had a job when, from age like 12 to 18, I worked at a fishing resort.
Oh, wow.
So I had to clean the cottages every weekend and cut the grass, you know, clean the washroom stalls, you know, those washrooms where there'd be six, and like that was always gross. I think the worst thing was because it was a fishing place, I had to clean the fishing hut. So I had to go in and take out all the fish guts, put them into the truck to take them to the dump, and then, you know, hose down the fishing place. That was awful. And doing the seaweed, pulling it in with this pitchfork. Wow. Yeah. Those, but it was my best job too, because I was 12 to 18 years old and there was like a canteen up at the front, right? And sometimes you got to work in the store once all that other stuff was done. And that's when all the guys come in and stuff, right? And it was like, oh, you were like the canteen girl and you got to see all the hot guys and talk to them and all that stuff. So yeah. It was well worth it to do all the other crap just to hang out with those hot guys when you're a kid.
Yeah. So that was pretty young to start out at age 12, just have a job.
Yeah. I mean, that was years ago when we used to just, we wanted, you didn't get money handed down to you so much. You had to work for your living, right?
That's true.
Or not your living, but it was just like, you didn't get paid to cut the grass. You had to do that at home. It was just not an option. And, so if you wanted some extra money, you had to go out and do stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would that be?
It'd have to be tropical. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, I really liked visiting the Philippines. I really loved it over there. Mm-hmm. And if money was no object, then it would probably be somewhere like a really nice tropical island of some sort. But yeah, it'd be tropics for sure.
Yeah, I agree. I lived in Brazil for 8 years, so I
did you
definitely love the heat.
Yeah, I'd love to go there.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite beverage to drink in the morning?
It's tea, black orange pico tea, Tetley tea. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add at the end here?
Well, sure. Just if you're thinking about getting into service-based business, just keep at it. Hang out with other people. That's going to be your support line, is hanging out with other people, maybe at our network, is in the same line of business as you, because it's the support that you need. And you even know, probably, Wendy, with the support we had that whole week during the conference. You know, we were all one-on-one. We were with each other. And you could ask each other the questions and get the help and know that someone else is there to support you, because it's not easy being an entrepreneur. And you really need the support and the people with you to help you make it through it. So,
yeah, I can give you some credit for getting this podcast on the go, because, or getting it launched, because, I mean, I had had another podcast before, but I sort of needed a catalyst to say, yeah, this is what I need to do, and this is the types of guests I need to have. And you and your daughter both actually answered my question personally during the conference. So that really gave me a boost to say, yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
So. Oh, that's cool. And I'm so thrilled to be on your podcast. It's like I'm one of your first guests before you get too big and famous.
Oh, you've got lots of, you got a lot more faith than I do. Part of the reason for the podcast is sort of as a portfolio, because I'd like to help other people do podcasts. So if they can see this is what it's like, then they'll say, yeah, I think she knows what she's talking about.
You definitely do. And so proud of you, Wendy. Great to see you have your own podcast.
That's great, yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Tanya, and have a good day.
Yeah, you too, Wendy.
Okay, bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
I'm grateful to Tanya for taking the time to talk to me about her business and her personal life and her passions, especially to help other virtual assistants be successful. You can contact Tanya through her website at vanetworking.com, and she has a Facebook group for virtual assistants called the Virtual Assistant Networking Group. If you have any feedback or recommendations for future guests that I can interview, please let me know. You can send me an email at contact@wendynicholson.com. You can also get my contact information through my website at wendynicholson.com. You can follow me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Patreon. If you listen to the end of this episode, I talk about the surprise birthday party my kids had for my 50th birthday this past week. Thanks so much for listening to the Virtual Life Podcast, where minds meet online. So, I turned 50 this week. Yay! And my kids gave me a surprise that I would have never, ever imagined. And what it was over the past few months, apparently, they had a group chat and they would discuss ideas for my party. And they came up with the idea of 50 gifts for my 50th birthday. So, they divided up 50 times 3, and two of the boyfriends helped out too. And they all thought of things to give me, either that I needed or wanted, or things that I had mentioned over the past year. And my daughter, who lives with me, she had a lot of ideas because she knows what I live with. And then at Christmas, when my other kids were over for Christmas dinner, they could see that I needed a few things in the kitchen. So sure enough, I arrive at my daughter's apartment. And we got there at the same time my son was arriving. He drove in from where he's living, and he had all these bags that he was carrying. It was like from the movies. He could hardly hold them all. And I thought, okay, so maybe they've decided to have an extended Christmas, or I had no idea that they were for me. Anyways, so when he arrived, there was half the living room covered with presents, and they said they were all for me. I was blown away. I was really shocked, and I'm still amazed at all the creativity they put into it, all of the thoughtfulness, and, you know, many of them were homemade gifts, and I was just so impressed and so happy and such a proud mom. I have great kids. Anyways, I just thought I'd share that anecdote. Thanks so much for listening.